holding on, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing.
All things are working for my good.
'Cause she's intentional. Hey, and it's never failing. All things are working for my good.
He's intentional. Praise God, and welcome to Eve's Corner. Eve's Corner is a show of enlightenment, encouragement, and empowerment. So we definitely do thank you for joining on today. Today's show topic is identify yourself. So this is one that I'm sure many of us will be able to relate to on this afternoon. Looks like it's a bright and sunny day outside in most places. It's about 70 degrees here in the Jackson, Mississippi area. So hopefully you're having a beautiful weekend thus far. Amen. Just want to give a shout out to my family members on all sides. Amen. So thank God for the Glenns listening. Thank God for the Dotsons listening. Thank God for the Holbrooks listening. Amen. And thank God for the Campbells listening, my children. So I appreciate all of you giving me your love and support on today. I know that quite often you guys are listening and I don't necessarily hear from you, but many of you have advised me that you're always listening and you don't necessarily call in because you're just paying attention to the show. But I wanted you guys to know on today that I love you and I appreciate your support. Also, to my other listeners, thank you to my regular listeners. Thank you to those who are new and joining the show. I pray that today is a blessing to you. I pray that you come back and listen many, many more times. Amen. If you ever do need information in regard to Campbell Ministries, you can pick that up at www.campbellministries.com. That will link you to show archives. It'll link you to some information about me. You'll see my bio there. Amen. You can go back and listen to some of the older shows. In the event that you happen to miss a show on any given weekend, you can go back and look at the dates in the archives. You can also blog there. So any information that you may need, you may find it there on my website. Also, I do have a Facebook page, CampbellMinistries.com or Campbell Ministries Incorporated. Amen. And you can get any information that you may need there as well. You can also pick up some updates regarding myself or things that I am doing in the Jackson, Mississippi area. So again, thank you all for listening. I do want to make sure that you get a good word today. So we're believing that the word will come forth with clarity and understanding. It is the weekend before Valentine's Day. So quite often, you know, some of us who are single or people who are divorced may feel some kind of way. Amen. Whether you're with somebody or whether you're not. So I want you to be encouraged on today. I want you to be able to lean and depend upon God. I need you to be able to look to the hills from what's coming to your help. I don't want you to do anything out of desperation or depression. Amen. But I want you to be able to look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. Know that another person cannot complete or fill your voids, but those voids can only be filled by God. So don't go out and do anything strange this weekend, amen, so that y'all don't have to feel lonely, because when you wake up the next morning, you're still going to feel like you messed up, amen. So it doesn't make a difference to exchange one emotion for another. But I just wanted to encourage somebody on today, because I know that it's Valentine's Day weekend, and somebody may not have a bae or a boo, amen. Somebody may not have a spouse, a husband or wife, amen. Somebody may have, you know, a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and you may not be near them right now, or somebody may have to work. So again, you know, don't do anything strange. Just look to God to fill every void in your life. So again, getting ready to get into the message on today. The message again is identify yourself. We're going to be coming from the book of Exodus, the third chapter. If you want to go ahead and start to turn there, our founding scripture again will be found in the book of Exodus, the third chapter. I want to give you some time to get there. Amen. And let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now, God, for your many blessings. We thank you, God, for how you've watched over us. And Lord, we thank you for how you've kept us. Lord, we pray now that you would bless us on this day, God, even the more. We pray now, God, that your word comes forth with clarity and understanding. We pray that you would strengthen somebody on today. Encourage our hearts on today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us know, God, that we are never alone because you are a God who is omnipresent and omniscient. We know, God, that you are here all the time and you are always with us. We know, God, that you are everywhere at the same time. So we never have to feel like we are alone, even though we feel like, as David said, sometimes we may have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't have to fear anything because you are with us. Your rod and your staff will continue to comfort us, God, and we just thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would lift up any bowed down heads on today, oh God. Help us to make clear and sound decisions on today, oh Lord. Help us, God, to be strengthened and encouraged in you, even though our situations may not look like we want them to look, God. We pray now, God, that you will bless those who are sick and afflicted on today, God. Bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Bless those who are in the prisons and are able to hear this show, God. We just pray now, God, that you would continue to move by your spirit in our lives, God. We want less of us and more of you. We pray now, God, that you just move flesh out of the way in all of us, God. Lord, we are leaning and depending upon you. We are leaning and depending on you, God, because we know all of our help comes from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, bless everyone who is connected to this ministry in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, that you would just have your way in us and through us. We pray now, God, that everyone listening on today is blessed and encouraged in you. So I pray now, God, that you move me out of the way. I want to decrease and you increase in me. In Jesus' name, we count these blessings done by faith. Amen and amen. All right. So if you can't tell, I'm already encouraged on today. You know, the Lord that we serve is always doing big things. Amen. But sometimes if you just stay before him, he would encourage you even the more. No matter what's going on around you, all hell could be breaking loose all around you. And I am telling you that I know for a fact that God will encourage your hearts. I know for a fact that things may not be going well sometimes in our lives, but God can keep a smile on your face. I know sometimes that you may not have the money that you want to spend. Amen. But knowing that you are a child of God is enough because your needs are met. Everything that you need is already taken care of when you lean and depend on God. So I'm excited on today. I'm encouraged on today. And so our topic, again, is identify yourself. And I want to hear from you all on today. I know, again, quite often there are people who are listening and just trying to get the word. But I want to hear from you all on today because there are going to be some areas in this topic where I need to know your opinions. I need your feedback. I need to hear about your testimonies and your situations. Amen. And how God has blessed you in those areas. So that number to call in is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. The topic is identify yourself. Now, normally when you hear that topic, identify yourself, you know, first and foremost, that your name often describes your character. But some of us should ask ourselves, should your character describe your name? Because sometimes we don't act like we ought to. Now, y'all know we have to be honest. For some of us, if that were the case, then our names might have needed to change once upon a time, because that means that some of us would be called thief. Some of us would be called liar. Some of us would be called unreliable. Some of us would be called dog, whoremonger. Some of us would be called tramp, drug addict. Some of us would be called bossy, evil, ignorant, sneaky, quitter, misfit. Oh, but God, I'm so glad that I serve a God on today that changed my name. And I know that a lot of you can relate. I know that sometimes we've done some things in our lives in the past, and other people remember those things that we did. Well, I want you to know today that that might have been what you did, but it's not who you are. You need to identify yourself. Our character should line up with our name. And I don't mean the name that mother and father gave us. I mean the names that God gives us. So we're going to talk today about our identity. We're going to talk today about some character traits that we should have, because I know that God changed my name. See, I'm no longer whatever they said about me, but the Bible says that I am blessed of the Lord. The Bible says I'm highly favored. The Bible says I'm the head and not the tail. The Bible says I'm above only and I'm not beneath. See, I have to know what it is that God said about me, because if not, I'll just fall for the okie doke. If not, I'll go for whatever the rest of the world says about me or whoever they say that I am. I have to know that I am a royal priesthood. We have to know we're a holy nation, saints of God. We have to know that we're a chosen generation. I know that I am God's elect. Do you know that you are a child of God? Do you know that you are a child of the king? You are a king's kid. So that means that certain character traits should be becoming of you when you are a king's kid. Do you even know who God says you are? The world is not supposed to be naming you. You're supposed to know what your name is and what your character should be according to the word of God, not according to the world, not according to what they said. Amen. Now, we know, amen, first and foremost, that God has many names in the Bible, and those names are based on experiences of the people who called those names, or they're based on the character traits that God wanted us to identify in him when he gave us those names. So the example in the founding scripture that we're using on today is Exodus, the third chapter. We're going to begin at the 9th verse. Again, that's Exodus 3rd chapter. We're going to begin at the 9th verse. And the Bible reads, "Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt." But Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" God answered, "I will be with you, and this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Israel, who you will worship God at this very mountain." But Moses protested, "If I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what should I tell them?" God replied to Moses, "I am who I am." And if you're reading from the King James Version, the Bible says, "I am that I am. Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" Amen. Now, I love this passage of scripture. As we know, you learned in Sunday school when you were a child that this is about Moses going to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. I love this scripture because several things have happened here. First of all, God chooses Moses, and he's out on the backside of a mountain watching over the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. First and foremost, when God wants to use you, he can find you anywhere that you are. And you don't have to be anybody special, and you don't have to be anybody fancy. Amen. But when God gets ready to use you, he'll find you right where you are. It doesn't mean that you have to go and prepare. It doesn't even have to be something that you have a desire to do. But when God wants to use you, he's going to come looking for you. We know this story. We know about the burning bush, and we know about Moses standing in front of this bush, and the bush caught fire, but it didn't burn up. But the part that I like is where God tells Moses in the 9th verse, he said, "Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me. Don't you know that whatever you're going through, if you cry out to God, he certainly will hear you? Don't you know if you cry out to God, he's already seen and he already knows, but all you have to do is ask him. All you have to do is tell him all about your troubles. All you have to do is tell him all about your burdens. Tell God about your situation." And the Bible says that God had already seen how harshly the taskmasters, the slave masters, the Egyptians had abused them. Whatever you're going through, saints of God, again, God already knows all about it. But all God wanted Moses to do was just be willing to go. And then Moses did like most of us do. Now, who am I to go and tell anybody anything? Because, see, Moses was thinking about who he was naturally. Moses' identity in his mind was not good enough to be able to go and stand before the people of God. Oh, but the God that we serve. See, it didn't matter who Moses thought he was. God wanted to use him. And God let him know real quick, oh, you go and tell the people that I am. Go and tell the people that I am has sent you. Go and tell the people that I am is with you. Go and tell the people that you're coming to be a deliverer to these folks, but I'm right with you. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to speak to you and through you. I'm going to speak for you. I've got everything that you need right here. Who am I? I am. Amen. That's all that we have to know. Because just like Moses, when God wants us to do something, oftentimes we stop and we question. We stop and we think about our flaws. We stop and we think about everything that's wrong with us and why God can't use us. And sure enough, when we begin to doubt, God steps right in just like he did with Moses. And he reminds us of who he is. See, now the devil will remind you of who you are, but God always reminds you of who he is, because he is more than enough to give us just what we need. Amen. His name and his character traits are all aligned. And don't you know he wants us to be that way too? He wants our name and our character traits to be aligned. He don't want us to say one thing and be acting like something else, because that's who he is. He's our father and he expects us to be like him. Now, somebody might be wondering, what does I am that I am even mean? Or in the New Living Translation, I am who I am. What does that mean? Well, see, when you begin to ask questions because you have doubts about your own abilities to do specific things, just like Moses, you have to remember, I am. Who's going to take care of me? I am. Who's going to pay these bills? I am. Who's going to take care of these children? I am. Who's going to get me that job? I am. God is saying I am in your situations, just like with Moses. Because remember, if he wants you to do it, when God is for you, he is more than the world against you. So he's already got your back. See, when we get out into the wilderness, Moses was getting ready to take the Israelites out into the wilderness. But see, our wilderness, amen, is these jobs that we go to every day sometimes. Our wilderness may be the fact that some of us don't even have jobs right now, may not know how we're going to make it. Our wilderness may be just being alone on Valentine's Day and Christmas and certain holidays where we just don't know what we're going to do and we fall all apart. Whatever your particular wilderness may be, I want you to know that the purpose of what you're doing is found in God. It's not found in another person. Amen. But God is going to be the one to provide every single thing that you need, whether that's companionship, whether that's love, whether that's joy, whether that's peace, whatever it is that you personally need. I want you to know that I am is going to do it. Who's going to do it? Who's going to deliver me? Who's going to keep this enemy off my back? I am. I am is going to be your deliverer. He's already there. He was just waiting on you to reach out and say something. Amen. I am your provider. I am your deliverer. I am is going to speak for you. You don't have to worry about what you're going to say when you go for the job interview, because I am already has that covered. So therefore, we have to remember that it's not even about us. It's not about us. It's about being about the business of the Father. It's not about us. Now, notice that throughout the Bible, you see several different names for God, and the names of God changed based on the necessity, based on the situation, based on what's going on. But the purpose of the different names of God is because his names help us to see him in a personal way. See, to somebody, he may be Abba because you need a father. To somebody else, he is Alpha and Omega because he is the beginning and the end. Everything that God started in you, oh, he's going to be faithful to finish it. To somebody else, he's El Elyon, the God Most High, because we have to know that God is above everything and everybody else. I don't care what the devil throws at you, but he is the God Most High. Amen. To somebody else, he's the everlasting God in Psalms 90 verses 1 and 2, because he doesn't change. Folks will change up on you. You might have had a boo at Christmas and don't have one now on Valentine's Day, but you don't have to worry about that because folks change up on you. But guess what? God doesn't change. He's El Shaddai to somebody else because he's God Almighty. Glory to God. He's Elohim. He's Yahweh. He is Jehovah. Amen. He's Jehovah Nissi because you need God to be your banner. To somebody else, he's Jehovah Roha. To somebody else, he is the shepherd. Amen. I thank and praise God because when you go through different situations, God will show up in your life in different ways. for somebody who might need a bill paid right now, he's your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Amen. You may have a job and still not have enough money. But see, you have to stop and remember that God is your source. Your job is your resource. Yes, we need a job in this day and time. Amen. The job is your resource, but God is your source, because God is going to be the one to make sure you've got the job to pay the bills, to pay your tithes, to give back to the kingdom. Amen. Do you identify or speak of yourself as God does, is what I want to know on today. Do you identify yourself as a child of God? And then does your character match that? Because see, God identifies himself with his character. Do you? You all call and talk to me today. I want to know. I want to know how God has blessed you and how he's shown up in your life with his many different character traits. Because again, somebody may have to call him master. Somebody calls him father. Somebody calls him Jesus. Whatever you call him, call and talk to us on today. Call and give us your testimony. Call and talk to us about how God has identified himself to you in many, many different ways, because you might be an encouragement to somebody else listening on today. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I want to know, do you see yourself as God sees you? Do you even know that you are the apple of God's eye? Or do you see yourself as dog because you don't have a problem with loving them and leaving them? Do you see yourself as dog because that's what they told you you were? Do you see yourself as dog because you be with one person and then go right next door to a different backyard? Because that's what they taught you to do. That's what they said manhood is. Do you see yourself as dog because of somebody else told you that you were a dirty dog, a mangy dog, a low-down dog? Is that how you see yourself? I want to know today how you see yourself. I want to know today how you identify yourself, because that's not how God sees you. So we have a caller on the line today. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Who do we have on the line today?
This is Carrie Spinish from Preston, Mississippi.
Amen. Thank you for calling in today, Sister Carrie. Do you want to share with us on today?
Yes, I like your topic, the subject that you're talking on, because we have to be sure of who God is and know ourselves. I know I'm a child of the King, and
all right.
I once was lost, and now I'm found, and I know
yes.
I'm found.
And yes.
I thank him every day for allowing me to be his child, and I thank him for everything. You know, I used to always be asking him a lot. Now I thank him for all the things that he's doing for me, even with having someone to live with me so I won't live alone. And God is so good. And I know he's a provider. And I also know that he can save. You know, all you have to do is call his name. And I call him many names. You know,
all
I call
right.
him Jehovah Jireh. I call him the beginning and the ending. Alpha
yes.
Omega, I call him my God. And I just say, Lord, I thank you for creating me. Creating
yes.
my mother, my father, creating my children and their children's children. You know, God is so awesome. Other day I was riding from Jackson and I was looking at the moon. It seemed like it was standing still, but then after everywhere we drove, the moon was right there. God had it hanging there even before it got dark. And when it began to get dark, he just starts shining and showing us, giving us light. And so he
yes.
is that light. And I'm trying
yes.
to be his light just like him. I want other people to see me and see Jesus in me. And I have a mission that I call other widows and encourage them that God will never leave them alone. He's always with them. So I just thank you so much for your wisdom. I pray for you every day. I thank him for the wisdom
Amen.
And knowledge that you share. And today, it is a great, great, great topic. Who
Amen.
We got to know who God is and who
That's
we
right.
are.
That's
and
right.
I am a child of the King. And
Amen.
Keep up the good work. Bye.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Amen. Sister Carrie says she is a child of the King. Amen. We thank God for Sister Carrie calling in from Preston, Mississippi. We know that Sister Carrie calls often. Amen. But we thank God for her because, you know, it takes people knowing, again, as we've stated earlier, and as Sister Carrie has said, we have to know who God is and we have to know who we are. But see, you first have to know who he is. You have to have a relationship with him, because anytime you start using different names for people, it's because you know them on a personal level. It's not what you heard, because see, when you just go by what you heard, all you know is God. Amen. But once you have a personal relationship with him, you can begin to call him Father. You can begin to call him Alpha and Omega. You can begin to call him Jehovah Jireh, your provider, because you already know who he is to you. He's no longer somebody you read about. He's no longer somebody they talked about, but now he is somebody who you've experienced for yourself. Amen. And thank God again for Sister Carrie calling in to tell us that she knows that she is a child of God. She's a child of the King. Amen. And it's important to know when you're royalty, because when you know you're royalty, you act like it. When you know you're royalty, you don't fall for anything. When you know you're royalty, you don't do any and everything. And any and everything doesn't come out of your mouth. Your behaviors look like royalty. Nobody has to wonder when you see the Queen of England, amen, if she's a queen, because she's going to carry herself like it. You're not going to find her in certain places because she's a queen. Amen. And that's what we have to remember. When you know that you're a queen and you know that you're a king, you don't have to do certain things. You don't have to go certain places. You don't have to stoop to certain levels. And quite frankly, I don't have to explain anything. I just have to be. I just have to do. I just have to exist. Knowing who I am is because I know who God is, and I don't have a problem with that. Amen. So now we want to know, why did God change the names of some of the people in the Bible? Because as you know, there are some people who started out with one name in the Bible. Amen. And they had a name change. Well, it's because of the same things that we're talking about on today, because their old names spoke to their old character. And once God changed their lives, my God, he didn't want them identified with their old ways and those old things, those old habits. Amen. You hear a lot of the older people say, oh, the things I used to do, I don't do anymore. Amen. The places I used to go, I don't go anymore. They sung a song about those things. So that's why God changed the names of some people in the Bible. Amen. It goes along with their new identity. Amen. The Bible says that, behold, all things become new. Well, your new identity goes along with your new character traits. So with some people, they had a name change to match that. Amen. Abram is Abraham. He is the father of a multitude. Amen. Sarai became Sarah because she went from being a princess to being the mother of nations. Jacob, who was a trickster, amen, went from being trickster to a person who is having power with God, is what Israel means. Amen. And then Saul's name changed to Paul because Saul was a person who was holding the coattails of folks who were trying to kill Christians. Amen. But once he had a personal experience with God, his name changed to Paul. Now he's somebody who's planting churches. Now he's an apostle. Now he's somebody who's living for Jesus, as are many of us. Amen. Simon, amen, who was a fisherman, became Peter. Amen. Because Simon means God is heard, but Peter means rock. Amen. And we know that Peter went through all kinds of different character traits. Amen. Throughout scripture, his name changed and his personality changed the closer that he got with God. So once he got closer to God, he became a rock. He became steadfast and unmovable. He became a person who was also planting churches and building foundations for churches and giving foundational information after his walk with God, after his personal experience with Jesus, after being taught firsthand by God. Amen. So their names changed as their character changed. Now, I'm not telling you to run out and go down to Vital Records and change your name, but I am telling you that your character should line up with who God says about you, and you need to know the names that God has for you. Amen. Like apple of his eye. Don't you need to know that you're royalty? Because sometimes if nobody else tells you, you don't really know who you are. Sometimes mothers and fathers don't think to tell children that. So I have to ask the parents who are listening on today, do you tell your children who God says they are? Do you tell your children what God says about them? Or do you continue to tell them daily who the world will call them because you're busy calling them names? who you and others think that they are. Is that what you're calling them? And I know sometimes we have some names for kids. We'll call them Dizzy. Some mothers will call their daughters Heifer. You know, some of us go deeper than that. It's some fathers, come here, stupid. Boy, you know you bad. You sure are bad. Now, here this child is 3 years old. I'm bad. I'm bad. That's because that's what you told him. Or we'll tell our daughter, sit your fast tail down. Now, she running around because you done told her she fast. Now, she got to act like it. Think about some of the things that we call them. Amen. Or we'll tell them, bring your silly self here. Oh, you know you're ignorant. Think about some of the things that you're speaking into your children, because what are you going to do when they start acting like the things that you're saying out of your own ignorance? Because an intelligent person knows, I am going to call them who God says they are. I am going to call those things that be not as though they were, whether they're acting like it right now or not. Amen. You never want to tell your children, parents, that they're bad. You never want to tell your children they're stupid. Amen. They're not stupid and they're not bad. You call them what God says they are. You tell them that they are who God says they are. Don't tell them all these negative things and then they begin to act like those things and then you wonder what happened. That's not the way to go. That won't benefit you at all. What are you naming your child every day? Yeah, I know you gave them a name when they were born and you put a name down on the birth certificate. But what are you naming them every day with your words? What are you naming them every day when you talk to them? Think about some of the things that you say to them. And then ask yourself this. Do we act like God says we should as it pertains to who we are? Let me give you an example. One of the best examples is from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, when God talks about the characteristics of love. Now, 1 John 4 and 7 says that everyone that loves is of God. So therefore, everyone that loves should love. Everyone that's of God should love. If you're in God and you're of God, you should love. Nobody should have to tell you to love. That's supposed to be one of your very, very obvious character traits when you say that you are a Christian. So Jesus said that's how they're going to know you, because you're going to love him and because you're going to love each other, right? So what are those character traits of love? What are the character traits then that should be becoming or obvious in a Christian? Well, one of those character traits is patience. Are we patient or are we blowing on the horn every time somebody stops in front of us at the light? Are we kind or are we rude to cashiers and people we call on the phone and here it is, you're trying to get a credit adjustment and you cussing folks out? But you say you're a Christian. Amen. The Bible says that when you love and when you're of God, that you don't envy. How many of us are looking at somebody else right now in the store because she's got a man and we don't, and you mad at her? You're not supposed to be envious of something somebody else has. You don't know what that woman is going through with that man. Amen. So also, when you're a Christian, the Bible says that you boast not. The Bible says that when you're a Christian, that you don't dishonor other people. When you're a Christian, another character trait is that you're not selfish. How many of us won't even give to the church or see somebody in need of something and won't do anything for them because it's all about us? Being selfish is not a character trait of a Christian. The Bible says that when you're a Christian or when you love, you're not easily angered. So that means you can't be walking around mad all the time and everything somebody says upsets you and you're frowning and nobody can talk to you. Somebody say, how you doing in the line at the grocery store? What you mean? Why are you asking me that? No, you're not easily angered. Everything doesn't upset you when you have the love of God, when you are a Christian. You identify yourself as Christian, but do your character traits line up the way that God says they should? The Bible says that when you're a Christian, that you keep no record of wrong. Now, y'all know this is something because we never forget what somebody has done to us. We never let things go. It could be something from 40 years ago that some man or some woman did to you and you still punishing everybody else. Come on now. You keep no record of wrong when you have the love of God in you. You're not keeping tabs when you're a Christian. You're not saying, wait, we're going to watch and see. I bet you they're going to do it again. That's what they did to me 30 years ago. Same thing they did back then. And they doing it again now. No, love does not keep a record of wrong. And I'm monitoring everything you're doing so I can talk about it. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in the truth. You're not always in mess when you say you're a Christian. Your character has got to line up with the love of God. Love always protects, trusts, hopes. And I ain't talking about hope like I wish somebody would be in my seat when I get down here to my seat at the concert or at the play. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about real hope. Love perseveres. And the Bible says that love never fails. So do we possess those character traits? Identify yourself on today. Because if you don't, your character traits will. Don't tell me one thing and do something else. Because I'm looking at the characteristics that go with who you say you are. Don't you know people of the world are looking at us and saying, she says she's a Christian, but ooh, she's so hateful. He said he's a Christian, but he always going off, always trying to fight, always looking for something to be wrong, always giving somebody the side eye. Come on, y'all. When you know the character traits and the expectations that go along with the name Christian, we have to make sure that all of those things align. We can't say one thing and do another. It all has to work together. Do you know who you are? Do you know what that means? Usually, when people don't know who they are, whether your parents didn't tell you, or whether your church hasn't taught it, or whether you just didn't know, what happens is you begin to believe that you are who the world says you are. So the world may say, well, you fast on your feet and you lie real fast. So we're going to call you Slick. That's your new name, boy. We're going to call you Slick. And now that's all you know. And that's all you do is act and think slick. The world does not need to name you. You've got to find out who you are through the word of God. Women, you may have grown up around some other women or some other people that taught you to use your body to get what you want. They told you that if you give up your body, you give up the goods. And then a man will give you some things that you want. They'll give you some money, girl. Girl, you can get you some clothes and new shoes. And girl, they'll buy you cars and furs and all kind of jewelry. So guess what you're doing now? You're on the same level as prostitution. You now talking the talk and walking the walk because you've been using people all your life, not knowing that you were really being used and being taken advantage of. How's it? Those people can make more money to replace what they gave you, but you can't get back what you gave them. You can't get back what you lost. You can't get back all the miles that you put on your body because you're trying to prove a point to somebody and you came out with a pair of shoes. Now, y'all know I'm going to be real with y'all. You can't get back the years and the time you wasted. You can't get back them wrinkles that's on your face because you run around worried about Slick. Your new name is Fast Felicia. And y'all run around driving each other crazy. You can't get back the fact, women, that now you have a physical problem and you looking old and wore out because you're trying to emulate who they said you were or who the other people told you you should be. Oh, but God, I thank God because he can change your name. I thank God because he can restore those years. I thank God because he can give you a new walk and he can give you a new talk. Where they used to call you Dirty Diana or Fast Felicia or Around the Way Girl or Jump Off or Tramp. God can change your name to Daughter. And oh, when you a daughter, that means you got some rights. That means you have an inheritance. That means you have some benefits. Amen. You ain't got to no longer be the tramp or Dirty Diana or doing the things that you were doing to go along with that. When you find out who you are in God, he'll change you. He'll make a change on the inside that reflects on the outside. God will change your name from five-time divorcee to evangelist. That's what happened to the woman at the well. The Bible says she had had five husbands, but when she had an encounter with Jesus, she became the evangelist because she went running into town saying, oh, come see a man. Come see a man that told me all about myself and showed me a new way. Come see a man who invited me to have some living water, not just this stuff I've been getting on a regular basis. come see a man who filled my voids. And that's why I was with 5 different men anyway, because I had some voids and I had some needs. Oh, come see this man. He changed this woman from divorcee to evangelist. Y'all better hear me. God can change your name from cheetah to pastor. You are not who the world says that you are. You are who God says you are. That's what you need to know. So know that you are beloved. Know that you are favored. Know that you do have hope, because your hope is in glory. Know that you can have joy, the joy of the Lord, because that's your real strength. Know that somebody does love you, because I know that the enemy will beat up on you when you by yourself or when you're going through things and tell you nobody loves you and nobody cares about you. The devil is a liar. He'll tell you anything if you listen. Y'all hear me on today. Identify yourself. Identify yourself with who God says you are. Identify yourself with the character traits that go along with who God says you are. Don't just say Christian. Be the Christian. Don't just talk about love. Let that be your walk. Let that be who you are. Let that be your very existence. Make sure that you are aligned with the word of God every time you go and say, I'm a Christian. Every time you go and say, I'm a child of God. Amen. When you know who you are and when you know whose you are, you won't just fall for anything. You can begin to discern foolishness coming a mile away. You can see him coming. You out in the mall and here comes Slick. Come walking in your direction. I'm telling you right now, you can see him coming because he ain't even walking upright. He ain't walking straight. He's sliding up to you. Amen. He got to touch the side of his chin and look you up and down. You can see that foolishness coming a mile away. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. When somebody getting to come to you with a whole bunch of lies, you can hear it in their voice. God will give you a discernment that you would not believe. Somebody getting ready to try to take advantage of you, texting and calling you at 2 a.m. What you calling for? Why you didn't call me at 5 o'clock and say, hey, when you get off work, let's go do lunch. Let's go do dinner. Hey, let's plan to go to the movies this weekend. What you calling me for at 2 o'clock? Yeah, you about to get blocked. Yeah, you about to get on that automatic removal list. God will give you that discernment so that you know they ain't calling for nothing good. You don't even have time to listen to that foolery. The Holy Ghost will kick in. When you saved and you got the Holy Ghost will kick in and say, That lie meter will go crazy. The lie meter will be jumping off the charts. He lying. She lying. She trying to get your money, brother. He lying. He trying to get over your house, daughter. That lie meter will be off the charts. Can't nobody just come and tell you anything. Even in business, God will tell you, don't buy that car. That's not the car you need. No, don't get that house. That's not the house you need. The Holy Ghost will give you a discernment that'll take care of everything that you need. He will give you a discernment where you see foolishness coming, and that way you can avoid it. He ain't just showing you for nothing. You're not getting all those red flags for nothing. There is a reason that you're seeing all these things. And not because, oh, no, you just paranoid. No, you saw this stuff for a reason. You ain't paranoid. You know, if this joke, I ain't got no job. It's a whole bunch of ain't got no's. Ain't got no job. Ain't got no money. Ain't got no car. Ain't got no credit. Ain't got no love. Ain't got no hope. Ain't got no joy. He going off on the waiter at the dinner you paying for with your income tax check. Y'all better say something. God knows and God sees and he'll show it to you. You better spend all your income tax check on this man because he need a down payment on a car. You don't even know he ain't got no license. You about to give up everything you got, and God has shown you this is not your husband. This is not your wife. This is not your mate. And sisters do it too. Oh, I just need a little help with this light bill. How much is it? Oh, it's $800. $800? And you live in a two-room shack? No, she's trying to get your money. Y'all better pay attention. When you identify yourself with Christ, he gives you discernment. Use it. It's important to use it. And if by chance, for anybody who's listening right now, with the person that God says that you are and the person that God says that you should be, if by chance your current personality is not lining up, you don't need to feel bad. You just need to trust God. Because remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not going by how we feel. We're not going by how it looks. Trust God to make that change on the inside that'll show up on the outside. Completely and totally give your life to God. And then he'll make that change for you. You don't have to worry about trying to change it. He'll do it when you submit to him. He'll do it when you let him fill those voids. He'll do it when you keep your flesh under and let God fill those empty spaces. You can't have your heart full of everything and everybody else. Your heart still stuck on Fast Felicia. And so, brother, you can't let God in your heart because your mind in the wrong places. No, you got to give that space to God. You can't be having no empty spaces in your heart. Give that space to God. Allow God to fill you up and give you what you need. Sisters, you can't be still stuck on Tyrone. Tyrone is gone. Get over Tyrone. Give your heart to God. Because people do fail you. They make mistakes. And some of them is not a mistake. They were just maliciously trying to hurt you because they were hurting. You give your heart to God. As you have told the Lord that you want him to be a part of your life, let him be completely in your life. Not just when it's convenient and you need a bill paid. Not just when it's convenient on Sunday at 10:59, just before you walk in the door of the sanctuary. And it's gone again at 12:59, just before you walk out. Completely trust God. Completely give your heart to God. Completely let God come in and wash you and cleanse you and remove all those character traits that are not like him. How do you identify yourself on today? Because we know that your actions speak a whole lot louder than your words. So don't be upset. This is an opportunity to get it right. This is an opportunity to give your life to God. It doesn't matter what your mother told you you were. It doesn't matter if your father told you you were stupid. God wants to change your name today. God wants to do a new thing in you on today. God wants you to identify yourself and see yourself like he sees you. So therefore, if my body wants to be sick, I have to remember that if God says I'm healed, then I'm healed. If my mind wants to go off wandering in all kinds of other places and the doctors are saying that I have some mental disorder, the word of God says I'm healed, so I am healed. I don't care what the doctors say. Now, does that mean quit taking your heart medicine? No, that is not what I said. Do not call me. You keep on taking your heart medicine. But as you are praying and believing God and calling yourself healed, guess what? That manifestation that you got on the inside will show up on the outside. And then the next time you go back to the doctor, he won't even be able to identify a heart problem. That's how he'll operate. I ain't told nobody to throw away your heart medicine, so don't call me. But I am telling you now, because God says you are healed, then you need to talk like, act like, and walk like you are healed. Amen? I'm not sick. I'm not falling apart. I don't care what the world tells you. I'm not on my last leg. I am healed in Jesus' name because that is what God says about me. So my body and my mind just have to line up. My body and my mind need to align with what God says about me. Do you know who you are today? Identify yourself. And see, because God cannot lie. Since he told us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Again, I have to make sure my body and my mind do just that. Because I need to have what God says I should have. I need to be in purpose like God says I should be in my purpose, walking in my call, doing whatever it is that God wants me to be doing at this stage in my life. In order for me to have my needs met, I need to make sure my body and my mind line up with what God says, because his word is truth. See, because if I'm in him and he's in me, then knowing his word is truth means that I am who he says I am, not what the world says, not what my mama said about me, not what my daddy said about me, not what the second grade teacher said about me when she said, you ain't nothing, you ain't gonna be nothing, you ain't gonna learn nothing. I don't even know why you're here. You're just a waste of space. The devil is a liar. That was the devil using that teacher to try to distract you from the truth of what God says about you. whoever God says I am, that's who I am. And that means that I will also have what he says I should have. That means that I can do everything God said that I can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me because God said so. And you know, it's not even hard when you know that God's got you because you don't even have to do it. He's going to take care of it just like he did with Moses. He just wanted Moses to be willing to go. He just wanted Moses to be a willing vessel and let God use him because I am had it covered. I am that I am. Everything that you need is found in God. No matter whether it's joy or hope or peace, everything that you need is found in God. It's not found in another person. So you can do everything that God says you can do because he's got you. You can do this. And ain't no devil in hell that can stop you when God is on your side. Know that God is on your side. So I ask you again today to identify yourself. Do you know who you are? The best way to know who you are is in knowing whose you are. When you know whose you are, whether or not you on God's side or whether or not you on Satan's side, that's where you start. Identify yourself. If you on the Lord's side, that means that you a king's kid. That means that certain things belong to you. That means that certain character traits would align with you. When you're on the Lord's side and you identify yourself as Christian, your personality will line up with that. And please know that being a Christian does not mean being a doormat. It doesn't mean that you accept any and everything. But know that when you identify yourself as a Christian, your heart and your mind begin to line up with the word of God the more you submit yourself to him. This is not some work that you have to do. God will give you any actions that you need to take for you personally, because for one person, it might be, I don't need to wear tight clothes anymore. For somebody else, he might start with, ooh, your mouth. But you know how you stop cursing? You know how you stop talking so evil? Well, see, the Bible says that out of the same mouth will not come blessings and cursings, just like out of the same fountain will not come bitter water and sweet. You can't have it both ways. So if you spend your time and use your mouth to bless God, the less you'll use profanity. So see, again, God will give you those things. But for each person, it's different. How he handles us is different. You just give your heart to God and he'll take care of your mouth. He'll show you. Just praise me more, daughter. He'll show you. Thank me more, son. He'll show you. And then that way, slowly but surely, you won't use profanity. Slowly but surely, your desires will be more kingdom minded. And you won't be falling into fleshly lust. Slowly but surely, you exemplify and all of your personality and character traits align with who God said you are. Don't feel bad if you're not all there yet, because none of us is perfect. And don't you let anybody else make you feel bad. We're not here to judge you. We all have flaws, just like Moses recognized. Moses recognized he had flaws. But don't you doubt when God wants to use you to be a blessing to somebody else because you're thinking about your flaws. All you need to do is concentrate on God. Concentrate on who he is. Concentrate on what he wants to do in you. Know what your purpose is and focus on that. And then you don't have time for the foolery when Tyrone and Fast Felicia come walking up to you trying to get something from you in the first place. Identify yourself. Do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? And do you know what that means? Do you know what it means to say I am a Christian? Maya Angelou has a beautiful poem called I Am a Christian. And within that poem, you find out, as scripture has already told us, it doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you don't have any pains. It doesn't mean you're never going to have any issues. But being a Christian means that you know who to go to when those things do arise, because they will arise. You're going to have some mountaintop days and you're going to have some valley days. It's not going to all be peaches and cream, as they say. It's not going to always be the way that we want. But the important thing is that when you're going through situations, that you learn from those situations, that you let God use you, and that you become the person he wants you to be just by you being a willing vessel and submitting to him. You don't have to do the work. Let him do the work. He'll show you everything you need to do. So whether you need to change your clothes or change your attitude or fix your mouth, stop being so hateful, whatever it is. Or just in case you're listening today and you are fast, Felicia, God can change you. And he'll restore to you everything that you lost if you just give him your heart on today. You don't any longer have to be slick or be called dog or Fast Freddy or whoever. You can give your heart to God and let him make those changes in you. If today you are a person who has already identified yourself as a Christian, but you know you have some flaws just like Moses, don't worry about it. Just let God do the work. It's not for you to feel bad. But you keep thanking God and praising God and trusting God and submitting yourself to God. And you'll look around and be like, I'm not like I used to be. Because back in the day, I would have told them a piece of my mind. Amen. And I know that many of us are listening today are that way. Because God made a change in us. Because our character had to line up with who God says we are. Know who God says you are. I do thank you all for listening on today. We only had one caller, but I know that there are many of you listening again, and I thank God for you. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you on this day. I pray that it's a word that you carry with you. Remember, don't let the devil make you feel bad because you make some mistakes from time to time. Don't let him make you feel bad. You just give your heart to God and he'll do the rest. Thank you all so much for listening. If you would like to donate to Campbell Ministries, you may go to my website at www.campbellministries.com and click on the donate button. You may also mail in your donations to P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi. That zip is 39236. Again, P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi. And somebody might be wondering, well, why is she giving that address and why is she talking about donations? Well, please know that the gospel is free, but ministry costs. It costs to be on the air. It costs to do the work in the kingdom. Amen. It costs to be able to be a blessing unto others. So I'm definitely not begging. Amen. Because I know God provides all of my needs. He has thus far, and I know he'll continue to do that. But the reason that we talk about donations again is because ministry costs. Amen. If you are in the Jackson, Mississippi area, we are in the midst right now of a singles conference and God is on the move. On last night at the Wordful Gospel Baptist Church, we had Pastor Belinda Williams who came and brought the word, amen, from Psalm number 37 and 4, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart, our theme scripture. Amen. On this morning, we had a prayer breakfast at Shoney's and we had a blessed time. The speaker then was Minister Tiffany Cooper. And on tonight, we have our formal banquet. And I know God is going to take us out with a bang with Minister Anthony Sweezer, who is from Georgia. Amen. We thank God for all of our speakers. If you are in the Jackson area, please do stop by the Wordful Gospel Baptist Church. We are located at 3023 Percy V. Simpson Drive. Again, we are in the midst of a singles conference. If you want to stop by and see us, you may do so. Tickets tonight for the banquet are $25. Thank you again for joining Eve's Corner and be blessed.